The level indicator at the top shows the volume level across the entire conversation. You will see the cursor underneath moving across, showing where you are in the conversation. You can drag the cursor backwards and forwards to play or replay any specific parts of the conversation. On the top right, you will see the caller ID, which you can edit, and the time and date along with the play and pause key and the stop key. Below these items, you will see the comments field. You can edit or add comments during recording or playback. Under the comments is the recordings list. This allows you to list and select recordings by importance, called ID, date and time, or duration. Under the list are two buttons that allow you to search for a specific caller ID or text within the comments field. The Filter Current button works when a recording is in progress and lists all recordings with the same ID as the current caller. On the right of the list is the button to define calls as important, as well as a delete button. The button with the envelope allows you to generate an email to a colleague with the conversation attached, so that anyone can listen to recordings you have made. To hear about the great recording features, please click on the next recording in the list, titled Recording Features, and press the play button.